Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Monday, the 28th of September. I know you all want me to kick off about penalties, but bigger things going on in life. My oven's blown up and Malta keeps presenting its issues. Getting to that. I can't not tackle it. I won a few quid in China and Japan yesterday morning. And I made the decision because we were going to see Jack to, I thought I'll turn my phone off, I don't need to do any trading, I will turn that off and go and see Jack, you know, sort out any bits we've got to sort out there, have a bite to eat, and I'll come home and watch the Spurs game without knowing the result. And that is the only full proper game I've watched of this season. I haven't watched anything at all. And I'm not going to lie, I've fallen out of love with the game I mentioned in lockdown. I read that book, Can We Have Our Football Back? You just see the amount of money in the game, the problems lower league clubs have financially compared to people like Mesut Ozil sitting earning 350 grand a week to play PlayStation. We've lost all sense of reality, and it's been a massive part of my life. I've paid fortunes over the years to follow Spurs all over the world. For 30, 40 years, probably been to 80% plus of the home games in that time. But I've gradually been just falling out of love with it and bored of it from what I'm watching. It's not, despite what the Premier League, you know, build up, it isn't the game for me that it used to be. I think gradually more and more cheating's come in, and it just has become not an enjoyable thing for me. I really don't, you know, I mean, Suggsy and that goes, and other people who I've taken from FTS, I sit and moan the minute I sit down in my seat about how boring it is. I don't really get the sort of, it's the best game in the world and the best product in the world, and I just don't get it. And I certainly, when you read that book, you sort of realise that the numbers that touted watching it and sort of back up that opinion. But it is what it is, and obviously I trade football, so it's a massive part of my life. And I was all for, as I've said many times, the introduction of VAR, mainly because I thought the level of cheating in the game had just got completely out of control. When you sort of play games like golf, which is where people sort of self-manage themselves, and yes, you get the odd cheat, but pretty much people know how to behave on a sporting arena, if you like, and call fouls on themselves like they do in snooker. And then you see what happens in football, where it is a sort of win at all costs, even if we're going to cheat, and what does it matter? And the fans, the acceptance of the fans to it, the acceptance of TV to it. I thought, rather naively, it's turning out that VAR may come in and solve that. And I was talking about things which, again, I've said here, diving. You know, you see corners, players wrapping both arms around defenders so nobody can jump. And I thought, well, they're going to see that, and they're going to give penalties for it, and they're going to give, disallow goals and things where this is going on. And that's what I thought. I had no real problem. I know many did with the offside, because I thought as long as they're doing that for everybody, that's fine. It is daft. I don't say it's daft, but that is the rule, and it's a very sort of determinable thing. If you're an inch offside, you're an inch offside. But I can't watch football seeing and forget that it's Tottenham, because I've gone back, you know, just now and watched some of the other ones on line of these other penalty decisions, where now anything that hits a hand is going to be a penalty. I don't care what they're doing in other countries. I don't care how it's come about. It's just not what I want to watch, and that's ultimately what it's about. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I can't in any way see how that is a penalty when a guy's jumping up. And what you're going to have, you're going to actually have, where they used to dive to cheat, and they still do, you're now going to have players, and bear in mind, these are some of the best players in the world. You're not talking about idiots. They're good footballers. They're just going to start heading it and kicking it at hands and screaming penalty all over the place. That's what's going to happen. And the game is slowly being taken away. I thought that VAR was going to be able to help the referee. He could go over and look and this, that and the other. The game is slowly being taken away from him. I still agree with the principles of VAR. I do not know what the governing body, what they're even thinking of now with the way they're implementing the way football is. Handball, you know, back in the day, handball was if you stuck your hand out deliberately to alter the direction of the ball, that was handball. I've been on the IFAB website this morning. I can't even make head or tail of what it is now. You look, there's a bit on the website where you can click, look at changes, and there's bits crossed out that they've crossed out and changed. It seems like they don't really have a clue what's going on themselves. And then somehow referees interpret it in a way that, oh, well, if that's what happens. That, I mean, I just think, I think the starting point of this, they're saying either the clubs have got to do something and just say we're not playing, which is never going to happen, or a referee, and it will take one to start it off, say, not give a penalty. And then when Mike Riley, who was a cock of a referee anyway, but runs our, says, why didn't you give that penalty? He tells the truth, and he says, because it's ridiculous. And then it would be like one of their movies where one dissenter steps forward. You'd probably get two or three come and back him up then and say, I agree. And you might get some wholesale change. And if the referees, you know, en masse say, we're not giving penalties for that, what's IFAB going to do? What can they possibly do? It's just ridiculous. And as I say, I've watched the Palace one, I watched the Son one last week, I've watched them on Thing Me this morning. I've got no problem. I've got absolutely no problem with the referee determining handball. If a referee sees it and he thinks it's handball and he stands to his guns, that is it. And of course, we'll have our debates that we've always had. Even if he goes and watches it on a screen and says, no, you moved your hand to the ball to change the direction of it, that's handball. I've got no problem with that. But this, you know, it was nonsense last year. And I did say it, we benefited against Man City when the ball brushed somebody's arm and they scored and it was disallowed. And then we got one taken away somewhere else when it happened to us. I said then it was ridiculous and it wasn't, defenders didn't get it, but attackers did. Now they're doing it and it's just nonsense. It's just absolute, it's not football. And as I say, you're just going to have players kicking it at hands and arms. That's what you're going to end up with. And they're good, these players. They'll be able to do it. And it's not football, is it? It's not enjoyable. I just think, you know, for take the game, Tottenham deserved to win the game, but Tottenham didn't score enough goals. Tottenham should have been 3 or 4. But still, what happened at the end, when you've got an opposing manager, that's the first time that I can remember watching football where an opposing manager has come out and said, yeah, no, that was wrong. You know, normally they say, oh, it was a penalty, and one manager says it was, the other says it wasn't. But for Steve Bruce, fair play to him to come out and say, it's just nonsense, you know. Who's going to listen to these people? I don't know. But for me, I just won't watch. That's it. I mean, I have got plenty of other things to do with my time. I haven't missed watching football probably for the last year. I'm in no rush, even if they open stadiums up, to go back to Spurs. I've got no great desire for it. But it's just a fucking nonsense. And if that's what, you know, I can't say to people, if that's what you agree with, you know, you're wrong, because people will have different views. But if that's what you want to watch, carry on. Leave me fucking out of it. I have got no interest whatsoever paying money to watch shit like that, because it's not even football. It's just cheating bollocks. That's all you're going to end up with. And I want to watch a fair game. All I've ever said in football is, surely all you want to see is the correct result. So like when Lampard scored against Germany, you want to see it given. When Mendes scored against Carroll, you want to see it given. If a player scores a good, perfectly good goal, you want to see it given. If a player scores an illegal goal, you don't. You want to end up, and I could never understand why people didn't want to see the correct result. I don't understand why things can't be fixed retrospectively, like the Sheffield United Villa one last year. I don't understand that. If we can have penalties taken after the final whistle, why can't we have? I've never understood it. I know people will say, well, it happened in the game. But all I've ever thought of football is, why don't you just want to see the right result of the game? And people will say that is the right result. They got a penalty and they scored. That's fine, absolutely fine. I got no problem with it, and it's nothing to do with the Spurs thing. I genuinely couldn't give a monkey's who was involved. If that's what they're going to be giving penalties for, I'm telling you now, players will start kicking it at hands and heading it at hands. That's what's going to happen. As a footballing spectacle, as something to watch, I have got zero fucking interest in it whatsoever. Perhaps we will all be able to make some more money from late goals and penalties going in. There'll be more goals, more penalties. Who knows? But as something to sit down and spend 2 hours watching, and then another whatever. I mean, I don't watch all the aftermath, but, you know, the Souness, Micah Richards, Jamie Redknapp's, whoever else, talking shit for hours on end about it. I've got much better things I could do. Much better things. I'm almost tempted to say I think I'd rather sit and watch a bit of Love Island than watch all this shit at the minute. And Love Island and punditry would be right up there as a coin toss. I mean, I videoed that game yesterday. Videoed, listen how old I am, so, you know, recorded it, whatever you do. And it was 3 hours and 7-8 minutes, whatever, the recording. 59 minutes before you see a player is just Souness, Micah Richards, the other bloke, Redknapp, just talking complete and utter fucking shite. Just talking complete and utter, oh, Michael Dawson it was, talking complete and utter bollocks. Skip through all that, get to the football, and then watch that. And I thought Spurs played well. Newcastle didn't offer much, but just not for me. Not for me, if that's what we're going to end up with. I mean, you had one before Andy Carroll where he did edit at the end, literally minutes before, and was screaming penalty. That's what you're going to have. And if that's for you, leave me out of it. Leave me out of it. It is not an enjoyable sport to watch any longer. It's just complete and utter shite, full of cheating. Overpaid, and it certainly isn't the product that Sky pump and think want you to believe it is. Football back in the day, I think those of us who've been going for years, and I mean properly going and watching football, I don't think there's many of us who don't agree that we enjoyed the 80s football probably better than the Premier League era. I don't know, maybe there are, but not for me. Leave me out. Right, Fußball, what have we got? Let's have a quick look on here. Got the old jumps racing, getting going soon, end of the month. Be going in full swing, so I'll be into that. Where are we? Right, here we go. No, wrong one. Sorry, guys, I've opened the wrong sheet. Oh, dear. Calmer, we'll see. I can do it just calmly. It's the joy of having a sleep in between. Right, I have got one for you, which is a late first half goal at Genk versus Oostend. Genk versus Oostend, if 0-0, sort of 30 minutes onwards, then drip laying a first half goal, Genk versus Oostend. I quite like a lay of Belenenses against Famalicão tonight, but that's just a mention. But the first half goal would be Genk versus Oostend as a late first half goal. I think we've got some midweek football, so there'll be an ultimate process tomorrow. For those of you who haven't done, this is their first season. We do the Tuesday morning, we do Tuesday through Thursday. Well, I do Tuesday through Thursday, so I will do that tomorrow. And that'll be online sort of middle of the morning. And then we roll again Friday. As I say, been a strange old start to the season. Lots of goals in the Premier League. Whether these penalties have attributed to that, I don't know. But hardly any in the Championship. So it doesn't fully correlate except for the VAR issue, I guess. It will, I'm fairly sure, all revert to the mean or close to it over the period of time. We are still only two or three games into the season. Teams didn't have a proper pre-season. You know, it's all just a little bit strange in different leagues. You see results like Bayern Munich getting stuffed and Juve were losing. Man City getting pasted. Wolves winning. West Ham winning 4-0. That's the big flipping it. I almost had to pick myself up there. I mean, I called two absolute beauties, didn't I? I said, if Saints, I can't see Saints at Burnley. What's going on? I hold my hands up, absolute nose, and I do not know. I mean, I didn't see it. I haven't seen any of the goals. What the fuck went on there at the old Carpet Stadium that they can brush somebody 4-0? What, I mean, is that the way forward? David Moyes managing via FaceTime or whatever it was. Is that the way, is that how it worked? Because he's got the old COVID. Or is it, or have West Ham discovered they're better off when their manager's at home? What on earth was that? What a result that was. Fair play to them. I thought they were going to be banging trouble, West Ham, and then they go and pull out a 4-0. I mean, I don't know what's happened to Wolves there. As I say, I didn't watch it. But, yeah, that certainly is the... That shows you how strange football is when West Ham are putting four past somebody unanswered. Right, that's it. Have a lovely Monday. I am slowly getting more time, I hope. I keep saying it, but things keep cropping up. It's... I've got to dumb it out the oven going pear-shaped. And, yeah, just bits to sort out. Always seems to be kids, I'm telling you. Flipping kids. Got a whole list of jobs yesterday. Went to the boys' flat. Absolute. Just gets bigger every time we go. Now they're properly moved in. Everything's done. I mean, we spent all day moving furniture and trying different, but just different things. New curtains and stuff like that. Sam's going to be making, just measuring and doing stuff. Flipping kids. Kick them out and they should be able to look after themselves. Anyway, have a lovely Monday and I will be back with you all tomorrow morning. I've just, the reality of West Ham winning 4-0 is just sinking in. I'll be back with you tomorrow, guys.